All right. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Honorable Supreme Court of the State of Nebraska is now open for the transaction of business. Draw nigh, all ye having business with this honorable court, and ye shall be heard. God save the State of Nebraska and this honorable court.
Thank you. You may be seated. Good morning to everyone. We will begin with introductions from the court. I am Mike Hevekin, and I am the Chief Justice, and now by order of seniority as to service on the court, the other members of the court will introduce themselves.
Good morning. I'm Lindsay Miller-Lerman.
William Castle. Good morning.
I'm Stephanie Stacy. Good morning.
Good morning. I am Jeff Funk.
I'm Jonathan Papik. Good morning.
And John Freidenberg.
Thank you, members of the court. Our first case this morning is In Re Interest of Denzel D. Jr. Counsel, you may take your positions at council table. This is a petition for further review, as I understand it. So, Mr. Haroon, good morning to you. And Ms. Poland, good morning to you. Do either council have any questions before we begin?
Yeah.
Then, Mr. Haroon, you may approach and you may proceed.
I reserve 2 minutes. Justices, we're here today to talk about the best interests of Denzel D. Jr. At the end of the day, that is the only issue facing this court. It is not disputed that the juvenile had been out of the home for at least 15 out of the last 22 months, so the state met that statutory ground. The Court of Appeals determined that the state had failed to prove it was in Denzel D. Jr.'s best interests that his father's rights be terminated. The state is asking you to reconsider that and reinstate the juvenile court's order terminating Denzel Sr.'s parental rights. Court of Appeals erred in part because it weighed the issue of Denzel Sr.'s request for guardianship incorrectly. That issue was presented as part of a case plan and court report multiple times. It was requested on the record at the termination hearing, but it was not an issue that we had a full guardianship hearing on. No evidence was put on as to whether that was in the best interests of Denzel Jr. And factually speaking, the grandmother, Gabby, that Denzel Sr. wants to take guardianship over Denzel Jr., she is not eligible for guardianship at this point because she has never had placement of Denzel.
You mean she's not statutorily eligible?
Statutorily eligible, correct. She has never had placement, let alone the six-month placement that's necessary under Chapter 43 for her to be considered for placement. And the Court of Appeals incorrectly ruled that that denial was improper, and it also tainted its analysis of the best interests of Denzel Jr. It found that Denzel Sr. had done everything he needed to do in the case plan. It relied on a prior appellate court case in the interest of Elizabeth P., and it found specifically that particularly considering that we also conclude the juvenile court ruled prematurely in denying Denzel Sr.'s request for guardianship for Denzel Jr., we cannot find that the state met its burden.
What evidence, briefly summarized, other than current incarceration, was there as to Denzel Sr.'s unfitness?
As to Denzel Sr.'s unfitness, there was the evidence presented by his testimony that he was aware that his son was born before he was incarcerated. There was not a test proving biologically that Denzel Jr. was his child, but he testified that he was aware Denzel Jr. had been born 5 days after the birth, that he tried to have a relationship with his son, and that despite wanting to be in his son's life, he decided to be a felon in possession of a firearm and he ended up incarcerated. The Court of Appeals did not consider that decision that he made. They waved it away saying he did not know that he was the father, and while he had not had a biological test to prove it, his own testimony says otherwise. So he showed that he was unfit by choosing to commit a crime that he knew could land him in prison and keep him from being in his child's life.
So what evidence was there before the commission, of after the child's birth and before the commission of the crime regarding Denzel Sr.'s unfitness?
I concede that there was not any.
All right, thank you.
But there was additional evidence that arose while he was incarcerated. The prison has the Daddy Day program that could have allowed him to have in-person visits with his son monthly, and he did not take the steps necessary to have those visits. He missed out on some visits because of COVID, but he also missed out on a series of visits by not filling out that paperwork and making himself available. The only contact with his son was 5 to 10 minutes on the phone that he tried to have weekly. He could have met Denzel Jr. monthly in person, and he did not take the steps necessary to do that. If you wanted to show...
Can you repeat that? The record shows he could have seen the child monthly, or what? How does the record... What does the record say about the availability of that during COVID?
I don't know if the record is clear as to when it happened, but the caseworker, Sharissa Winkler, testified that while she was the caseworker and she was the last one for this case, that the Daddy Day program was back up and running.
When?
I believe she would have taken over mid to late 2021, so it was not early in the case, but it was before the motion to terminate was filed. There was one in-person visit that was separate from the Daddy Day program. She had discussed the Daddy Day program with him, and the steps were not taken to allow Denzel Jr. to visit each Daddy
Day. What's the record show with respect to that visitation?
The one visit?
Mm-hmm.
The record shows that in person, generally, the visit went well. Most of the testimony says that it went well. The foster mother and the child psychiatrist both testified that Denzel Jr. had behavior issues after most of his visits, that they threw off his routine and those were problematic for him. But in the context of the visit specifically, the record shows that it went smoothly.
So did you think that testimony was in the best interest of the child to visit?
At that time?
Well, I think I understand, as you recited and as I recall the record, that after the visit was perhaps smooth, but the sequelae that the child had behavioral issues afterwards. So
yes.
You're suggesting that there should be further visits and...
No, I'm suggesting that if Denzel Sr. wanted to prove that he was a fit parent, he should have taken the steps necessary to ensure there were future visits. The foster mother...
So that were the further visits discouraged by any of the witnesses?
They were discouraged. I don't know that Ms. Harrison testified to it. I know in case plans and in Ms. Winkler's testimony that it was established that Denzel Jr. had severe behaviors after that visit, and that DHHS had determined that it was not going to continue trying to set them up.
Thank you.
But again, Denzel Sr. also didn't take the steps he needed to take. He was admittedly hamstrung by the fact that he was in prison, but there were steps he could take to be there for his son, and he didn't take the simple step of filling out the paperwork to make himself available each month.
So when did the guardianship come into play?
The guardianship became one of the case plan goals early in the case. Originally it was reunification. Guardianship, I believe, was a case plan goal for 4 or 5 of the case plans. But the children were all placed together with Ms. Harrison, which was in their best interest. All of the testimony agreed that the kids needed to be together. They had a strong bond, and to separate them would be a mistake. At which point, I know at the termination hearing, there was testimony that Gabby had expressed that she was interested in all of the juveniles. That was a change. I'm not sure at what point in the process that change occurred, but there had been a time when she was discussed as a potential placement.
They did a home study.
The ICPC was performed.
The background check and things of that nature.
Yes.
She was cleared.
She was cleared, but there was...
But that never happened.
Correct.
And why not?
There was a time when she said she was not willing to be placement for all three kids. Additionally, to place the children with Gabby would have meant moving the three of them from everyone they knew, everyone they had a relationship in central Nebraska or eventually in Lincoln, and moved them to Chicago with a woman that none of them had ever met in person. Each of them had had brief phone and FaceTime visits with her, but none of them had met her in person. And it would have meant completely uprooting their lives and moving them from the people they know and love to live in another state with someone they didn't know.
So what did the Court of Appeals say about the guardianship?
The Court of Appeals said that the denial of the guardianship was premature. They said that...
When did the denial occur? At the termination hearing?
The juvenile court judge's order on termination included a brief sentence or two in the final paragraph denying the request for guardianship.
Had there been a formal motion for...
There had never been a formal motion. There had never even been a motion for placement.
Just Denzel Sr. somehow indicated that he preferred the guardianship.
Yes, he told the caseworkers that, and I believe as part of preliminary matters at the termination hearing, he again requested the guardianship. But
so we were talking earlier that Gabby was not statutorily eligible for a guardianship. Is
correct.
That right? Right. So, and remind the court what statute you're relying on.
43. Is it 1312.01?
Yes. She doesn't meet the 6-month requirement.
Is she, would she have met the preliminary phrase that a child in a relative home, is she a relative home?
She is a relative to this child specifically. She was not a relative of the other two.
She's not a relative home as defined in the statute, which is a foster home, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Was she a kinship home, statutorily?
For Denzel Jr., yes.
As defined in the statute?
Yes.
All right. And was she an individual under 43-285?
I believe she fit the statute.
Is that sometimes someone who is in, who has received a plan? She hadn't gotten a plan.
The extent was the ICPC.
Approved such as it was, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
And I see that I am out of time. If there are no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ms. Poland, good morning again.
May it please the court. My name is Sonia Poland, and I represent Denzel Daguerre Sr. in this matter. In this case, the Court of Appeals did not err in vacating the juvenile court's order denying Denzel Sr.'s request for guardianship. At the time of the termination hearing, the request for guardianship from Denzel Sr. had been ongoing for over a year. The first time the DHHS requested the court adopt the primary permanency goal of guardianship with a relative was in May of 2021, 10 months prior to the termination hearing. As addressed in the appellant's brief, a guardianship involves a process, and as does any permanency plan in a juvenile case. It wasn't until after guardianship with a relative was recommended by DHHS as the primary permanency goal and approved by the juvenile court that DHHS was able to start the ICPC process and request the home study to be completed of Gabby's home in Chicago. Those two items had to be completed prior to a placement change for Denzel Jr. At the time of the termination hearing, Denzel Jr. had not been placed with his grandmother, so the period of time required by Nebraska Revised Statute Section 43-1312.01 did not come into play regarding guardianship.
Was Was Gabby home a relative home as defined in the statutes?
It is, Your Honor.
And if relative home is defined in the statutes as one, not like a relative like your family, but relative is, has been a foster home. She had never been a foster home.
She had never
home.
Been a okay. foster home.
Was she a kinship home as kinship home is defined in the statutes?
She would be a kinship home, I do believe.
Okay, and if that's defined as a foster home, she wouldn't be.
She wasn't.
Okay,
correct.
Is she an individual as provided in 43285?
I believe so, Your Honor.
So if she was one of those, she needed, there's a list of things that are conjunctive, right, under?
Correct, that need to happen.
LaVonna, one of those cases, right?
Correct.
She would have to have had, amongst other things, the placement for 6 months before becoming a guardian. Is that?
That
is that
correct.
Correct understanding?
That's my understanding, Your Honor.
So would it be impossible to implement the Court of Appeals order in regard to the guardianship?
I don't think it would be impossible due to the fact that the ICPC had taken place and the home study had been completed as well, and they had both come back okay and been approved. So she had been approved for placement. It's just that the placement change had not occurred at the time of the termination hearing.
And do I understand the record shows there's some reluctance to make that placement because the children have never really met Gabby, and they would be torn away from all of the people they know here in Nebraska and forced to move to Chicago?
In talking with my client and with the grandmother, she had met all three children. Mr. Daguerre had a relationship with the mother of all three children.
Does what you're telling us now appear in the record?
I don't believe that it does appear in the record, but
do you think it's appropriate for us to consider facts that are not in the record?
No, but there is evidence in the record that the grandmother was willing to take all three children, though. So she wasn't wanting to split them
on
up.
This record, her status is the ICPC was underway. She was okay enough, right? Right, but the children had never been placed with her.
Correct.
So what did the Court of Appeals properly characterize the status of the guardianship proceeding or request?
I think they did, that it was prematurely denied, considering the fact that that was still the ongoing primary permanency goal in the case plan that the Department of Health and Human Services had recommended to the court, and the court continued to approve those case plans, and not once did they say that that was not in the best interest of the children until the time of the termination hearing in March of 2002.
Thank you.
How does the termination hearing and the guardianship request interplay? If you grant the termination, or grants the termination, does the guardianship, does it make sense to put these children with the paternal grandmother who's no longer the paternal grandmother? What's the interplay between those, the motion to terminate and the guardianship?
I agree that at the point of the termination hearing, the interplay is difficult if the termination does occur, because then the grandmother is no longer the grandmother. But prior to that, though, Nebraska...
Excuse me, so that's the order of business. If Denzel Sr. were terminated, the guardianship potential evaporates, right? Is that correct?
Potentially, but the Department of HHS said that that was still an ongoing consideration for them of placing them with the grandmother.
Even
testified to that at trial.
Even after termination?
I would hate to characterize the department's testimony or mischaracterize it, but they did state at the termination hearing that that was an ongoing consideration of theirs, though.
The children have then become available for adoption, is that correct?
Correct.
If Denzel Sr. were terminated.
Right, then all three of them would have been available for adoption, yes.
Were there adoption options on the table during the termination hearing?
Not that I'm aware of, Your Honor, and not that's in the record either.
As of today, where is Denzel Jr. placed?
He's still placed with the foster placement that he had at the time of the termination hearing, which was a cousin of the mother's, I believe, and with the two other siblings.
And there was no discussion of adoption by that current placement?
Not at the time of the termination hearing, no.
Okay. Thank you.
The Court of Appeals did not fail to consider the statute of Section 4313.12.01, as the state contends. Considering guardianship was not at the final stages of approval, and the court was not being asked to enter order of appointment of guardianship. So to do so would have been premature, but did not mean that the court could not consider guardianship as a permanency option. In addition, the Court of Appeals did not err in reversing the juvenile court's order terminating Denzel Sr.'s parental rights. The Court of Appeals examined the best interest of the juvenile and focused on the fact that Denzel Sr. was unaware that Denzel Jr. was his son at the time of his arrest. Just because there was a possibility that Denzel Jr. was his son is not proof. The mother of the juvenile also alleged that there was a possibility that Denzel Sr. was the father of the other two children involved in this case, and those claims turned out to be false. Possibility is not proof of paternity. Denzel Sr. should not be penalized and lose his parental rights when at the time of the crime there was no proof that he was the father of Denzel Jr.
What do we say about children languishing in the system until a parent matures sufficiently to care for the children? Where does that fit into this situation?
I agree that that is...
Denzel Sr.'s eligible for parole in 2023 and going to jam out in 2026. Is that, are my numbers accurate?
Yes, November of 23, he is eligible for
parole. And if he doesn't get parole, he's going to stay until 2026.
Correct.
So this child stays in foster care for another 3 years. At what point do we as a system say enough is enough?
I agree that there needs to be a point, but in this particular case, the father continued to make improvements. He was working on getting certification for forklift so he could get a job once he was released and hopefully when he was paroled in November of this year. And also he was taking classes. He went to the work release camp. Well, at the camp in McCook, and then was placed at the work release here in Lincoln. So he continued to make improvements in himself so that he could be released and be with his child, and it not be in 2026, hopefully, and more current this year.
You would agree that our standard of review is de novo on the record, and that we owe no deference whatsoever to the findings of the Court of Appeals?
I do agree with that, Your Honor.
What did the Court of Appeals say about the guardianship? If the termination decisions were reversed, did they order that there be a guardianship? What was their determination?
They did not determine that there be a guardianship, but they did vacate that portion of the order with the denial of the guardianship, and basically said that it needed to go back to county court and the court needed to deal with the guardianship.
So, i.e. a further evidentiary hearing perhaps, or the court could rely on the current record, or?
Correct. But that the county court did need to take that particular matter up again.
Is there anything in the record about your client's willingness to be a parent to the other two siblings?
I believe that there is evidence in the record showing that he was a parent to the children in the past, but after he had been incarcerated that he had not had visits with them just due to the fact that they were not his biological children, and so there were not orders entered that he have visits with them.
So how does that affect, if anything, the need to keep these three kids together as siblings?
The fact that he is not the biological father of those children, I think, does not bear on keeping those children together, because we have cases all the time where children have different biological parents, and sometimes they do all stay together. I know in the situation the therapist was recommending that, and the grandmother was willing to take all three, but sometimes that's not the situation that is best for the children if there is close family that's willing to take placement of those children. And I see that my time is up. There are no further questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there time for rebuttal?
No, there are.
There is no time for rebuttal. Council, that concludes arguments in In Re Interest of Denzel D. Jr. You are excused. Thank you very much again. The next case for the day, then, is State versus Boone.